On my last solo episode, we talked about behavior intervention plans and functional behavior analysis. I love it. I've got a lot of questions, so we're going to regroup and talk a little bit more, do a follow-up, and also add to it a manifestation and what that means for your kiddo if they have a behavior plan or even if they don't. Hello, special education strategists. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I am a mom of three. I have sat at both sides of that IEP table as a parent and a professional, also a special educator in the classroom. The world of special education can seem overwhelming and scary, even for me as a parent, and I have had that extensive special education training, but I got you. In my solo episodes of the Special Ed Strategist, I'm here to break down the IEP process, reduce the stress, and empower you and your kiddo. At the IEP table, I have learned to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with the IEP team. If you are new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize and take your special education worries to wins. You're not sure if your child is struggling, if they're thriving, what to do, you feel hopeless, look at learningessentialsedu.com. There is a quiz there. It's going to help you figure out the next starting point to help your child be successful. After answering some simple questions about your kiddo, it's going to guide you towards the first step in helping your child be the best they can be. So last solo episode, we talked about a functional behavioral assessment, an FBA. That is a type of an evaluation used by the school district to determine the cause or function of a behavior before developing an intervention. An FBA is generally considered as part of a problem-solving process for addressing challenging student behaviors. It relies upon a variety of techniques and strategies to identify the purpose of specific behavior and is used to inform and guide IEP teams in selecting positive behavioral intervention to address student behavior directly. So a behavior intervention plan is a plan incorporated into your student's IEP if determined necessary by the IEP team for your student to receive that free and appropriate public education or FAPE. The behavior intervention plan, as a recap, at minimum must describe the pattern of behavior that impedes your student's learning or the learning of others, the instruction and or environment conditions or circumstances that contribute to the pattern of behavior being addressed by the IEP team, a positive behavioral intervention and supports, which means that it has to reduce the pattern of behaviors that impedes your student's learning or the learning of others and increase the desired pro-social behaviors. And the second part of that, it needs to ensure that the consistency of the implementation of positive behavior interventions across all of your students' school activities or instruction. So I always say bell to bell. And finally, the skills that will be taught to your student and monitored by the school district as alternatives to the pattern of challenging behaviors identified. So let's talk about when that student has a disciplinary action, right? So we call that a manifestation determination. So we've talked about an FBA, we've talked about a BIP, and we've talked about an IEP and an FAPE. Whew, all the acronyms. So we've talked about a functional behavioral assessment, a behavior intervention plan in the individualized education program or plan as part of your free and appropriate public education. But what if that behavior gets to a point where they need disciplinary action? They, meaning your student, the student in your class, or your child at home. So children with either mental health disorders or other disabilities may have difficulty regulating their emotion while at school. Sometimes school staff may discipline a child who has an individualized education program related to their mental health, behavior disorder, or other disabilities. And this discipline may include being sent home early from school, in school or out of school suspension, or other consequences that align with the school district's discipline policy. There are some situations in which schools are required to continue to provide educational services for children with disabilities who are not allowed in school due to a violation of the district's discipline policy. So when this occurs, parents and school staff need to hold a meeting called a manifestation determination to decide next steps. So what exactly is a manifestation determination meeting? It is a meeting where parents of a student with an IEP and school staff review relevant information about the child and answer two questions. Was the behavior caused by or have a direct or substantial relationship to the child's disability? Question two, was the behavior the direct result of the school's failure to implement the child's IEP? So if the answer is yes to either of those questions, then the behavior is determined to be a manifestation of the child's disability. So parents and school staff only have to answer yes to one of those two questions for the behavior to be considered a manifestation of your child's disability. So when does a manifestation determination meeting need to be held? It's a great question that I have been asked, and it must be held within 10 school days if a child has a disability. So has that child been suspended for 10 days in a row? Has the child been suspended for more than 10 days total and the same school year for a similar behavior, or the school district is considering expulsion? So let's talk about some tips for parents. When should the school document that suspension? It gets a little tricky. There have been parents that have called and said, Wendy, the school called, they said my child's in distress, come pick them up, but they don't document that part. So when your child with an IEP is sent home early, it should be considered a day or partial day of suspension. An in-school suspension should be considered a suspension if your child does not receive the special education services detailed in their IEP. If your child receives transportation as part of their IEP and is suspended from using the bus, this is considered a day suspension unless the school finds alternative transportation. If you transport your child to school while suspended from the bus and the IEP includes transportation as a related services, the school should reimburse you. Before deciding whether the behavior is a manifestation of your child's disability, I want you to review, the school needs to review the special education evaluation, the IEP, the behavior intervention plan, any disciplinary records, information from the parent about the child's disability and its impact on the child's behavior, and the diagnostic assessment or the neuropsychological evaluation. As a parent, here's some tips to prepare for that manifestation determination meeting. Before the manifestation determination meeting, prepare by looking through these documents that I just mentioned. Highlight statements that demonstrate how your child's mental health disorder impacts their behavior, and be prepared to discuss this with the school staff at that manifestation determination meeting. Parents may also wish to share other communications from outside providers, whether that's a mental health provider, a county case manager, a pediatrician, any type of children's therapeutic services or supports. So a question I get also about manifestation is, what happens if the team determines that my child's behavior is a manifestation of their disability? Great question. So the IEP team needs to reevaluate your child to include a functional behavioral assessment, that FBA, if that was not completed as part of the most recent special education evaluation. If the FBA was completed as part of the most recent special education evaluation, the IEP team must either develop or review a behavior intervention plan and make necessary changes that allow your child to make that educational progress. After the fifth day in a row or the 10th day of suspension in the school year, the school must continue to provide your child with educational services that allow them to make progress in both the general education curriculum and on their IEP goals. Schools may provide educational services in an alternative education setting if needed. Your child cannot be expelled. In most situations, your child has the right to return to their current placement after the suspension. So there are some times and circumstances where your kiddo may not be allowed to return to the school classroom or the school. So let's talk about that. School staff may place your child in an alternative educational setting for up to 45 school days, even if the behavior is a manifestation of the disability. If the behavior was related to, here we go, possession of a dangerous weapon at school or during a school event, possession, use, or sale of illicit drugs or controlled substance, serious bodily injury to others, and at the completion of the alternative education placement, your child can return to the previous educational settings. Now, often they're going to have some type of meeting to make sure that your child is ready to integrate back into their school and their learning, and you guys will discuss a plan to help make that happen. Again, I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm obsessed with helping families and professionals bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and create killer IEPs. Thank you again for strategizing with me and spending your precious time listening. If you've loved what you've heard, please, please, please share this episode with a friend, text it, send them a DM, whatever, and let them know that they can follow us at Learning Essentials. If you're looking for free tips, come to learningessentialsedu.com. You can download free tips to prepare for an IEP meeting, plus bonus questions to ask. If you need more special education support, learningessentialsedu.com has you covered. We provide an individualized and systematic approach to supporting students with various learning needs and differences through academic coaching, educational therapy, and Brain Camp, which is our executive function support model. Need IEP coaching? I've got you covered. LearningEssentialsEDU.com has additional information. Hope this makes it a great day. Bye for now.